Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hey guys, it's your pal, your only friend, Chris. I hope you have more than friends than I do, but it's your pal, Chris. I'm joined by my wonderful co-host, Nikki.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Nikki. And today's a very special day. It's Saturday. I don't know what day this is going to air, but right now it's Saturday. So, you know, we're like time traveling. Speaking of time traveling, you know, the multiverse is kind of huge, right? The multiverse?
Ginormous.
Nikki has no idea where I'm going with this. So, yeah. And the multiverse has a lot of superheroes. And so that's the fun thing is that as we're doing this show, you know, we're kind of, you know, crafting it as we go along. We're kind of, you know, getting the website going. Hopefully it's there by the time this episode airs. We have, you know, the email account set up. We're really kind of crafting it together. We still have a logo to do. Speaking of which, the show that you are now watching, The Musical Chairs of Massachusetts, where we bring in musicians local from everywhere in Massachusetts and beyond, like the New England area, and we bring them to the show. We dive into the creative process. It is absolutely a dream come true for me. And Nikki, I'm sure that this has just been a blast so far, right?
Oh my God, it's been so much fun.
Yeah, I know. I love it. So thank you guys for tuning in. We have a great show for you today. We have in studio, the one and only Corey Knapp. And he is, let me tell you, he is a fantastic musician. His music's great. And I can't wait for you guys to meet him. And his music's, I'm telling you, it's good stuff. So we'll, but before we get into that, before we introduce everybody, besides, you know, ourselves, I just wanted to kind of, you know, show you some cool things that we've been working on. So Nikki, I don't know if you guys are aware, Nikki, you have a side gig. What's your side gig?
It's called Nick Snacks Crafts. Basically, I make anything from signs with funny sayings on them. I can etch glass, make shirts, tote bags. I've done some logo designs for some area businesses. Nice. Around here. Yeah, so fun stuff. Great for like homemade gifts and goodies and things like that.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And so I wanna show what Nikki made. She made shirts, people.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun.
So this is a lot of shirt because I'm a big boy. But yeah, nice long sleeve. Look at it's the logo of our broadcasting studio. Check this out. Check this out. And on the back is an even larger logo. And so we're still crafting the logo for the show. You'll see that logo by the time that this airs. Let me show you another thing. Look at the glasses. And you're probably not gonna be able to see it very well. But let's see if I do this.
Yeah, that's better.
Look at that.
It's gonna get your name on it. Twice.
It does. My nickname, Topher. Topher. But yeah, how great is that? You know what? My glass is empty, so I'm just going to refill it real quick. I have this small thing. It's very small. Oh my God, it's like lifting weights.
It's almost there.
You know, one thing we don't do in podcast business is bring drinks with ice. But you know what? Stop me. Yeah. So I've had friends tell me like, hey, is that the R2-D2 of water coolers? I was like, yeah, it is. I'm going to take a drink. Nikki, how's your life going?
My life's going pretty good. Just got back from Vegas not that long ago. Been doing a lot of work here in the show. Reaching out to a lot of people. A lot of people have been reaching out to me to book on the show as well. Oh, so it's been really great, you know, just connecting with everybody. Yeah, and I'm also trying to work on my golf swing a little bit.
Nice.
In the simulator. Yeah, getting ready for summer, so, you know.
That's right. They have a golf place. Downtown, don't they? A simulated golf place?
Yeah, they do. Nice. I also have a family member has a golf simulator also, so it's
nice.
Yeah. I have no excuse not to suck now.
That's what it's about. Yeah, so what else? What else we got going on? Oh my God. Okay, so I just want to point out one of the things about doing these shows that I didn't really take into consideration is like, what happens when I get a pimple? And, you know, it's been a lot of work, you know, we're probably both under, are you getting ready to zoom in on that pimple?
Yeah.
Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
Oh my God. You're ruthless. All right, folks. Ready? Are you ready for this?
Cause y'all ready for this?
I bet you didn't even notice. Like, can you, oh, I did it again. Is it this side? It's this side. Right there. Oh, there's my bald spot. Anyways.
I can't zoom in anymore.
I made sure you couldn't because, yes.
This podcast is rigged.
It's rigged. It's all rigged. So I am house sitting for one of my friends. And, you know, for the most part, her and her husband took everything from the bathroom. They left one stick of concealer. So if you're watching this, Christina, I've used your concealer. But I didn't, don't worry. I didn't like put it directly on my face. I put it on my finger. And it was funny too, because I've never worn makeup. And I'm like, I have to put makeup on this. And I'm putting it on. I'm like, oh my God, that's so not my skin color. How do women do this? And then I just kind of tapped it with a little piece of toilet paper, whatever. And it blended right in. Like everything was concealed. And I'm like, oh, this is voodoo. Like black magic. Like
you're like Cover Chris. Maybe it's Maybelline.
I did not know that you women had access to such magical items.
Take a girl on the first day, take her swimming and see if her eyebrows disappear.
I love it. Love it. Another thing that Nikki has made, because again, I want to get back onto that meta. Or not the meta. That's another universe. I want to get to the multiverse. The thing, the big thing, multiverse, superheroes, right? Yeah. You know where I'm going with this. By day, I am podcast host. And then by night, I'm super me. Okay, wait. I forgot I'm attached to a cord. I have to like do the...
You should have got the fan going to blow the cape a little bit.
Oh, that's a great idea. I'm not going to do that, though. yeah. You know what? No. Yeah? No.
No. It's noisy.
Yeah. Well, you know, we don't have that kind of budget.
No.
You know. Oh, there we go.
All right.
There we go. Windy. Windy. Is that a plane?
No.
Is this a car?
Room.
It's Chris. Yeah? No? Okay. Never fear for I'm not all here. Okay. So yeah. But anyway, so yeah. So we're glad you guys came and decided to watch the show. We you know contrary to all our antics, we put a lot of work, and by a lot of work, I mean Nikki puts in a lot of work. Again, thank you, Nikki. But thank you, guys. Thank you, audience, for tuning in. We have a great show for you. Again, we have the one and only Corey Knapp. So make sure you stick around. We have a great show.
We are joined today by the talented Corey Knapp. He is a solo artist as well as a rhythm guitarist and singer for the hard rock band Plunge Pool. Corey has a general music studies certificate from Berklee Online, where he studied mixing and mastering. When Corey isn't playing gigs and performing shows with the band, you can find him in his home studio where he does all of his own recording, mixing, and mastering. Welcome to the show, Corey.
Thank you for having me. All right, here's a song. This one's called Heart and Soul.
That was awesome, Corey.
Thank you.
That's great. Thanks for coming in. We really appreciate you being here.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, you got it. Guys, welcome to another episode of the Musical Chairs of Massachusetts, where we bring you musicians from all over the area, not just from Massachusetts, but really from New England and beyond. Not infinity beyond, though, because we don't have that kind of budget. But yeah. And here we explore, you know, what makes the musician tick. We really get into his brain. Later on, he has to use a Q-tip to get us back out again. But yeah, it's fantastic, right? Again, I'm your host with the most. I'm gonna get toast, roast. I gotta come up with more rhymes. But anyways, and I'm joined here by my co-host, which you've already seen, Nikki.
Hi, Nikki. Hello, everybody.
Hi, Nick.
Happy to be here.
Give yourself some applause on that one. Yeah, Nikki deserves the applause. Let me just say, Nikki's been a huge help. Without her help, none of this would be possible. My life would be a mess. I'd probably be, curled up in the fetal position, crying, just going, future, future. Okay. So anyways, yeah. So again, I hope you guys enjoy the show. We're going to go ahead and just dive into the deep end without a helmet this time because it's, you know, feeling a little adventurous. Let's get into it. Corey, so I hear that you're a musician. I don't know what I'm doing. No, Corey, I've known you for a while now. I've seen you work in the local circuit. You're doing some great stuff. Let's dive right into what you do. Let's give it a little bit of background. I hear you went to Berklee's College of Music.
Yep, I did. When everything shut down with COVID, I had a lot of free time on my hands. So I decided that why not get some more education?
Nice.
So I was able to do Berklee online, get a certificate through there. I just did one course per semester, spread it out over a year. And it was really cool. A good experience.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And you know what's really cool is that I've checked out your stuff. Like it, you know, you're on Spotify, you're on Apple Music. It looks like you handle your own social media campaign. I didn't see any entourage when you came in. The reason why I bring that all up is because it all looks so pro, all so professional. I'm just really amazed. I assume that you handle everything.
Thank you. Yeah, I do all of it myself. Sometimes I'm not that good at it with keeping up with the social media posts, but I do my best.
Yeah. So one of the things that's tough for, you know, being a musician, you're running out in the circuit, the local circuit, and you're really just focused on playing music, and it can be difficult to market yourself. So not every musician markets himself well, but you have definitely done a really great job. What I love about you is that not only are you a fantastic musician, but you have some skills in the audio engineering production area, right?
Yep. I do all of my own mixing and mastering for all of my music and for my band Plunge Pool. And I'm hoping to eventually start that up as a little side gig of doing mixing and mastering for other local musicians. So if anybody needs somebody, let me know.
Nice. Plunge Pool. Nikki, make sure you write that name down because we're going to have to get them in the studio.
Definitely.
All right. Good. Yes. Want to give a little plug in for Plunge Pool?
Sure. We are a 4-piece out of Montague, and we do hard rock, some metal, metalcore, different subgenres there that I might not know what means what with all of that. I'm just the guy who plays music.
Yeah, no, I love all that. That's incredible.
So I can do a song off of Plunge Pool's first album. The album is called Break the Surface, and this song is called Fading Out. This is the softest song on that album and the best that translates acoustically. So
nice.
We'll see if I remember all the words. It's not like I wrote it or anything.
Thoughts race past to the sound of shattered glass. Can't make sense of where I've been. Haunted memories keeping me from feeling clean. I'm losing sight of what I've done and who I've grown to be. Burnout past, running out of gas. Play the last of this symphony. Twilight falls just before last call. So tired and a little overwhelmed. That's nothing new to me. feel so sick from all the pills I have to take to make it through another stupid, hopeless day. Burnout past, running out of gas. Play the last of this symphony. Sorry for me when I finally leave this place. 'Cause no one gives a damn.
Let's give it up for that one, huh? Nice. Wow. I have to ask, do the other bandmates know how talented you are? No pressure asked.
I feel like I am the least talented member of the band.
Honestly. Oh, well, if that's the case, then I, you know, absolutely can't wait to hear the rest of you guys. That was fantastic. Thank you. Thank you so much. All righty. So let's get into some of these questions, shall we? Now, just so that you know, these questions are multiple choice. Some of them are true or false. Others are rigged. This whole thing is rigged, just FYI. So no pressure. We'll grade you after the quiz. And like, you know, not MIT. What am I thinking? SATs. There we go. Brain.
What happens if I don't pass?
If you don't pass, nothing. But if you do pass, also nothing. So
bragging rights.
Bragging rights. Yeah, that's right. Oh, that's great. So let's again dive into some of these questions here that we have. There will be also there'll be extra credit ones too, just for the rare. Again, it's for nothing. But those extra credits will count for everything. Okay, so, I should have probably looked at, I mean, I've looked at these before, but I've never really digested them. Oh, you know what, I'll do that one first. Okay, all right, I'm a professional. How long have you been performing music?
Ooh, I'm starting to lose track. It feels like forever. I first started playing guitar very badly when I was 14 or 15. And I want to say the first time I had a paid gig, I think I was 16 or 17. So okay. 13 or 14 years I've been doing this now.
Paid gig at the age of what? 15, 16, yeah. 17?
I wasn't paid much.
Yeah. Here's the nickel, kid. You did a great job. That's incredible, though. Mind if I ask where?
I believe it was at Herrick's Tavern in Orange.
Wow. Wow. That must have been crazy. Just all these people drinking and eating, and then all of a sudden, like, this kid comes up. Nice. Was it nervous for you?
I was very nervous. I was terrified, and I wasn't very good.
No? Oh, well, you know, you've definitely come a long way since then. That's cool. That's cool. Let's see. So out of that whole time frame from, you know, from your 15, 16 to now, what's your favorite experience so far out of all that?
I think the best part for me is when kids get involved. Nice. Last night when I was playing, there was a little girl there, probably three or four, and she kept
coming up, standing in front of me, playing the air guitar. And it was the coolest thing. When the kids get into it, it's really great.
That's awesome. That's so great. Yeah, I mean, that's why we're doing the show. So I want to, you know, show all the kids, like, hey, kids, you too can be a musician. You can go out, put yourself out there. No, that's great. That's great. I was hoping that you would say the show was your best experience, but fine, I get it.
This is the highlight of my career.
Yeah, I'm not going to compete against kids. Like, I concede. No, that's great. That's awesome. Nikki, do you have any?
So do you have any advice that you would give aspiring musicians or kids wanting to start out?
Definitely. Don't quit. Even on the days when you really want to, that's when you need to work harder. If you're feeling frustrated, take a 5-minute break. Go walk around, clear your head, and come back. Just remember why you want to do it. And just don't quit. Because there's going to be a lot of hard days, especially when you're first getting started and you don't really know what you're doing. Just don't give up.
Nice. That's great.
I love that.
That is awesome. Because we're... I just want to give a little preemptive warning here. Because we're talking about kids, we're probably having kids listening. I'm not necessarily going to swear, but I might say some naughty words. So, if you need to beat me, that's fine.
Okay.
But because we're greedy bastards. Oh, I love that. Okay. So anyways, because we're greedy, we've demanded to hear one of your new releases. Is this like a you haven't released it yet?
Yeah, this one is unreleased.
So just for everybody else, when you don't release things, that means it's not released. I'm sorry, I'm an idiot. So can I get the wah, wah, wah? Yes. So thank you for giving us this little nugget of awesomeness. And so why don't you give us a title and let's go.
All right. This one is called Back When.
On the wall, me leaning on a red sports car that I bought with my own money. A smile on my face, saying this is the greatest moments of my life. Damn, I miss that car. It brings me back with nothing really mattered but the weekend, driving down to the lake with some good friends, with a six-pack of beer that my older brother bought for me. Every time I look at that picture, it brings me back with. Picture on my computer screen is one of my wife and me on the day we said I do. A smile on my face said this is the greatest moments of my life. I can still taste the cake. It brings me back when nothing really mattered but a every time I look at that picture, it brings me back with. Good old days. picture on my phone is me holding my little girl on the day that she was born. A smile on my face said this is the greatest moment of my life. Every time I look at her, it brings me back when nothing really mattered but a smiling face staring back at me. The diaper changes and the sleepless nights, the bedtime stories and the princess nightlights. Every time I look at that picture, it brings me back with a smile on my face. Said this is the greatest moments of my life. It brings me back with.
That was absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
I have chills, goosebumps. It's just, it's such a deep personal song and all your the nostalgia and like I do. I have the chills. That was absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
Great job. Great job. That's so awesome. And that's what I love about your music. It's so, you know, emotionally driven and, you know, people can really connect that way. And again, we're greedy. We heard it here, folks, first, so.
Oh, oh, wrong one.
No, do that.
Sorry.
Oh, just for people. Okay.
It should be that.
It should be that. You know what, though? I do want to get sidetracked real quick. So we have these sound effects, and they're terrific, right? So if I ever need to, like, really get people to laugh, can you give me the
Alvin Theodore. That's great. Also, the other one, the dark.
Okay. There is no data, only Zool. Anyways.
Okay. And then back to normal. Okay, so sorry, I got a little sidetracked. For those that you know me, I'm like really ADHD and just like a squirrel. Okay. Yeah, just like
sparkles.
Okay. Rein it back in. Okay. So that was terrific, Corey. That was awesome. Let's go back to our board of questions. I just wanted to let people know that we retrieve these questions. We have a big room in the back where we have a bunch of those, you know those little monkeys from Indiana Jones movies? Yeah, there's just a whole bunch of them in there. And we gave them pencils and a paper, just one piece of paper. And we said, hey, write some questions down. And it's a bloody mess. I mean, it's just.
No, I definitely got some from some fortune cookies, too.
Oh, yes. Don't give away all our secrets, though. Okay, so. again. Great emotion. I want to ask, what are your biggest musical influences?
There is so many different styles of music. I grew up listening to country. So like Garth Brooks and Toby Keith, rest in peace.
Rest in peace, yes.
Huge influences early on for me. A lot of the more country type songs that I write based off of, you know, those influences. Mm-hmm. But I do like to listen to a lot of rock also. So my two favorites right now is Alter Bridge and Mammoth.
Oh, I love those guys. Yeah, that's great, great stuff. I mean, like, I get it because, like, my father, you know, we never got to sleep in silence. He'd always have the radio blaring. I'm pretty sure he was deaf and, you know, we weren't, so it was really loud, but played classic rock all the time. So it was beautiful. I got to listen to, you know, Aerosmith, Led Zeppelin.
Aerosmith was the first concert that I ever went to.
Really?
Yeah, my dad got us all tickets, the whole family, back at the Fleet Center.
Oh, the Fleet Center.
Yeah, it was Aerosmith and Kiss.
You just unlocked a memory. Wow. The Fleet Center. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, I can remember just, you know, carrying around my Casio. Was it Casio? I think it was cassette Walkman. Walking to okay, kids. So back in the day, we had this little cartridge you put into the machine, and then you had to hit the play button, and then it would like it was like tape was involved.
Sometimes you had to rewind it with a pencil.
Sometimes you had to use a physical pencil and just jam it in there, and like we're going backwards, folks. It was just a complete nightmare, but it worked. And yeah, so you know, listen to the Doors. My first cassette was Metallica, Kill 'Em All, and that was like, that kind of like set the tone of high school. it was rough, but yeah, no, that's great. That's great. Let's see. So speaking of musical influences and all these awesome bands, what was the first song that you ever learned?
Ooh, when I first started to play guitar and didn't know anything about what I was doing. A friend of mine showed me the opening lick to Sweet Home Alabama, and I played that on repeat for like 6 months.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
So I don't play that one anymore out of courtesy to my family.
Oh, right. Yeah, because like, oh, God, he's playing it again. Oh, that's great. I know. You know, one of the things that I really have to admire about musicians is just their ability to remember things. Like for me, I'll forget this in like 5 minutes. Not that I don't care. It's just my brain has no more storage. I need to upgrade. So I'm always amazed by a musician's ability to just remember the chords, remember the lyrics.
I will say I do a better job remembering other people's songs than my own.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
I have a hard time remembering my own lyrics, but like wow. I can sing covers all night.
Wow. You would think it would be the other way around. So I play a little bit of piano myself, and God, I'm just really bad with, I'm not as bad as vocals. Maybe some other people that actually hear me say I'm bad, but according to me, I'm phenomenal. But the part that I'm struggling is the lyrics. Like you think that. There's only one song that lives rent-free that's like memorized and ingrained in my brain. And I have no idea why. Like it's not, I love all kinds of music.
Is it Rick Astley?
No, it should be though. No, it's actually a Toby Keith song. Again, rest in peace. And I don't know why. I was like, who's your daddy? Who's your baby? Who's your buddy? Who's your friend? Who's the one guy you keep coming to when you love life go tumbling? I got the money. You got the honey. Let's take my plan. Oh, anyways, it's up there. I don't know why it got up there, but I'm glad it's there. I really am. Okay, so.
Do you happen to have a guilty pleasure song and why?
Ooh. Oh, I like that one. Is it Rick Astley?
Maybe. I don't know, because I'll listen to pretty much anything. I don't know if anything's a guilty pleasure. It's just pleasure.
Like that one song where, you know, it's like everyone thinks this is the corniest song in the world. Like, Never Gonna Give You Up, for instance, or What Is Love? But you're like, I love this song. I love to jam out to this.
For me, it's what Does the Fox Say?
Yuck, 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 yuck. What does the fox say?
I don't know. I still know most of the words to Avril Lavigne's first album.
Ooh, nice. She was feisty back in the day. I mean, I'm sure she's still feisty, but wow, nice. All right. So,
speaking of feisty.
Yeah, feisty.
What's one of the craziest experiences you've ever like encountered at a gig?
Let's see. There's been a couple times where people drink a little too much and then they think they can come up and sing with me like it's karaoke or something.
Hey, I know you. Can I get in? I'm going to get in. Hello. I think he's okay.
Scaryoki.
Yeah, there was this one particular show at a venue that is no longer open. And there was one guy just heckling me all night, which whatever, it happens, people do it.
Freebird!
$100 and I'll do it. Yeah, right. If Ben Franklin wants to hear Freebird, I will play Freebird. No, but he kept coming up and he kept bumping into the mic and like my stage setup, I have some lights and stuff in my guitar case. So like you're on your side, I'm on my side, and let's keep it that way. And he kept coming over, knocking my stuff over. And eventually I was like, look, either you got to go home or I'm going to go home. Because it's just got to the point where it was too much. He was like almost knocking the mic stand over and just.
That's not cool. No.
Yeah. I mean, I want everyone to have a good time, but we got to be safe too. Like, I would like to be safe.
It's my bubble.
Exactly. It's my bubble. Stay out of my bubble.
Yeah.
I like you over there.
Yeah. Right.
Like a good patron. Stay over there.
Exactly.
I love it. Yeah. No, I get that. Sometimes when you have a few, you get rowdy. You know, I've recently, okay, so I've been out of the bar scene for, 20 years. And I've recently started going back to the bars, not because I'm drunk. But because I want to check out our local musicians and kind of get to know them. And the first time I went back, I went to this bar and I witnessed right off the bat almost a huge bar fight. Everybody was belching, including the women. And then I had this guy who thought I was his lost, long brother here. And I was like, dude, I just met you. He's like, I know you, man. Oh, my God, what an experience. And the fact that you have to, like, maintain professionalism and composure and, like, play. And then, I get it.
Yeah, and at the last Plunge Pool show, the venue that we were at doesn't have a designated stage. So we're just like, at one end of the room. And our last couple songs, some of the people there decided to start a mosh pit, which is amazing because that's the goal, right? You want people to mosh to your music.
Yeah.
But they were starting to get a little too close. And they're like, I was getting a little nervous. I didn't want them to like, knock the microphone into my teeth or something.
Right.
But it was cool to watch. But at the same time, it's like, go that way a little bit.
See, that's where you invoke your inner David Lee Roth and just pick up your microphone stand and then just like twirl around and give some high fly kicks. Like,
oh, I don't know if I'm coordinated enough to do that.
Yeah.
I'd probably end very badly.
Get you a guitar that can shoot out some flames or some sparklers or something.
Oh, yeah. Like in a Max Fury Road. Road Fury,
Mad Max Fury Road.
I'm having a stroke. So, anyways, that what you said, that's great. That would be awesome. That would be great. This is so much fun. Like I love the fact that you're out there, you're doing your own thing, you're just absolutely, fighting back the fans. Like your Beatle.
I wouldn't go that far.
Yet. Yet. You got to believe in yourself. Every dream starts off small. And then rolls into an avalanche. And then you get all your friends buried. That got dark. So anyways. I know. So that's why we have Nikki here, because she reins me in. Yeah, there we go. All right. Speaking of which, living or dead, a dream artist that you would like to collaborate with?
Okay. For one who's no longer with us, I would have to say Chris Cornell.
Yes.
He can play any style of music. Yeah. So I feel like no matter, what song we would be doing, it would be a good time. And with living, I would pick Miles Kennedy.
Ooh, nice choice. Wow. Yep.
Yeah. I went and saw Alter Bridge twice last year, and I've also seen Miles Kennedy with Slash and the Conspirators 3 times.
Wow. Oh,
amazing show. His vocals are always spot on. I don't know how he does it. I've never seen him have an off night.
And isn't that incredible that these musicians will go out and do all these shows? Like we're talking hundreds, and they just nail it every single night. I'm lucky if I can get my pants on 7 days a week. Like, it's tough. But no, these musicians, man, they are incredible.
Yeah, I don't know how they do it like 6 nights a week, because
was it last summer or the summer before, I had a stretch where I did 8 gigs in a span of 6 days.
Holy crap.
Wow. And when I was on that last show, I was like, I just need to go to sleep. Like my voice, but I got through it.
Yeah.
And it worked and it was great. But I couldn't talk for the next 3 days, which my wife was totally fine with.
Yeah. You know, if I were to have a musical career and like these are the kind of like dreams that I have, like, oh, I'm a musician. Oh, look at me. I'm on the stage. I'm performing. And I've just got to like the main chorus of my song. Here we go. But there's the gnarliest itch that I have on my shoulder that I desperately need to itch right now, but I can't because I'm playing. Has stuff like that happened to you?
Every once in a while, I'll get the urge to sneeze.
Oh, no.
Usually, I can hold it in till the song's over.
Yeah.
One time, I sneezed mid-song, smashed my face off the mic.
Oh, no.
Very embarrassing. And there was another time I was doing an outside show, and I swallowed a fly.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that has to happen quite often, more than we even realize. Wow. That's crazy.
Not my best moment.
Well, you know... you swallowed the fly, but hopefully you didn't die. Or I don't know why. Too soon? Anyways. that was a rhyme. Okay. So, let's, you know what? Let's take a break from the questions. And do you have another song for us?
I do. Let's see.
No pressure.
This is the title track off of the second Plunge Pool album called Broken Crown. And this song, the way I'm going to play it is the way that I wrote the original demo and sent to the rest of the band. This is the first song that we wrote for this album. And nice. It's another personal song, and it's about somebody who I care about a lot, who is making choices that I may not agree with. And I think I'll keep it vague like that. Nope. It was really cool because I recorded the acoustic demo just on my phone and I sent it to the rest of the band, and then everybody wrote their parts.
Yeah.
And then when we got in to record it and it all came together, it completely transformed. Super heavy drop A tuning.
Yeah, just, there you go.
There's some screaming vocals in there too. Nice. But there's so much emotion in that, but I feel like there's the same amount of emotion, just in a different way, in the raw stripped back version.
Right.
So yeah, here we go. Broken Crown.
For you to see you suffer like you do, knowing damn well there is not a thing that I could ever do to take away the pain. I watch you fall apart again. I sit in silence with these parasitic thoughts I cannot shake. What could I done to change the outcome of it all? When the kingdom crumbles down, there's no one left to hail the broken crown, to see your father grace. It's such a tragic tale to tell, but everybody knows that sometimes that's just how the story goes. Have spoken up when all the trouble started up, when you led a stranger in and said that it was someone we could trust, hid behind a mask like a wolf wearing a coat.
out of wool. But the truth started slipping through the cracks, and the true intention starts to show. What could I have done to change the outcome of it all? When the kingdom crumbles down, there's no one left to hail the broken crown, to see your fallen grace. Such a tragic tale to tell, but everybody knows that sometimes that's just how the story goes. But even after things that have fallen apart, we still defended you. We tried to pretend that all the problems, they weren't real. We gave you a chance to prove us wrong.
Oh, you know, isn't that true? You know, we always just have that one friend or family member that, you know, just not living that life the right way. You know, we just want to help them and kind of, you know, just shake them. It's like, hey, you need to stop doing that. Like, you're just going to keep getting yourself burned. Yeah, no, I totally get it. Like, wow, that was a great job.
Thank you.
That would take you a while to craft up, or
that one actually came together pretty quick.
Yeah.
Every song's different. Sometimes you can write them in 5 minutes. Sometimes it takes months.
I felt it. That was great. That was awesome. Nikki, do you have a question?
What is your dream venue to perform at and why? It can be anywhere in the world.
That's a good one. I don't know. Doing a world tour anywhere would be nice. I feel like Madison Square Garden seems to be like the pinnacle of like United States shows, right? Maybe Super Bowl halftime?
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Or, you know, even that that dome in Las Vegas. Have you seen that? Dome in Las Vegas?
The Sphere?
The Sphere. Like, that place is cool. Like, whew. I think YouTube has a residency there. YouTube. I think they have a residency there.
And Dead & Co. is going to be there, too.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool. I want to see, like, Tool or, like, Nine Inch Nails or Metallica do a show there. Could you imagine, like...
Those visuals.
Oh, my God. Tool? Like, you know how many people would just be smoking in there? The whole dome would become a bowl. Drugs are bad, kids. But anyways, I get it. It's, the Madison Square Garden would be really sweet, man. Like, that holds a couple people at least.
Yeah, small handful.
Small handful. All right. Well, let's see. What is your favorite? So again, guys, we're just going through the questions. This kind of like, we don't plan. We don't prepare.
We don't give anybody a heads up.
This show has no budget. Like it's in the hole, but that's, you know, everybody starts off with the negative and then we get into the positive, and that's what we're doing right now.
I mean, Down in the Hole is a really great song by Alice in Chains. Just saying.
Oh, I love that song. Yeah. I am a huge Alice in Chains fan. Like Rooster is probably one of my favorite.
Man in a Box.
Man in a Box. Again, as one of your influences, Chris Cornell. Like, oh man, that guy has a voice. You know,
his acoustic
range.
He has like a whole acoustic album. I listen to it a lot on like Pandora, and yeah. I love hearing him acoustic.
Yeah, and personally, I feel like the stuff he did with Audioslave is really underrated. I feel like his vocal work with Audioslave is amazing. I've been listening to a lot of that lately.
So after I attended Loco Bazooka, that was local, strangely enough, on the Fitchburg Airport, I went to go to Lollapalooza that same year, and it was Jane's Addiction.
Oh, wow.
But it also had, you know, Audioslave and Queens of the Stone Age, Jurassic 5, and a couple other guys. And but, oh, man, that was my first time getting to see Chris Cornell live.
I never got the chance.
Oh, me neither. Yeah. Oh, like, I wish I had gotten to see him in Soundgarden. My cousin did, and I'm so jealous. But at least I got to see him with Audioslave. And, yeah, it's like you think – you hear stuff and you're like, oh, well, that's just really produced well, you know, edited in post. But no, that man had that gift. He could just...
I love that, like, just that raw sound he has. Yeah.
Yeah. And, but yeah, and that's what I love about, you know, doing what we're doing right now is it's, you know, talking to you and, you know, hearing your craft, hearing your music, you know, and there's no... While there are people that have are considered legends, there's really no standardization of what we can consider good or bad, except for me. Like, I sing bad. But, but you know, everybody has their own craft, their own sound that they craft out. And I love what you're doing. Like, it's sweet. And, you know, people, again, you need to check him out. He's on Spotify. He's on Apple Music. You can find him on Facebook at Corey Knapp Music, and you have a website. You have a beautiful website. Did you do your website by yourself, by the way?
Yeah. Yep.
Wow. Wow. Like, I checked it out, and it was just amazing. You put some hours in that one?
Oh, yeah. Yep. I manage every single aspect of my music career, and then my wife keeps me from losing my mind.
You know, that's what wives are for. You know, just kind of keep us grounded and remind us that, like, hey, time to get off the, the apps.
I'm very thankful for how supportive she is in everything that I do, because there's a lot of nights where I'm out late, getting home late, getting up early for work, not home a lot to help out with the kids. But yeah, she's always standing behind me in everything I'm trying to do with music. So
that's
love that.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you know, that's a whole other aspect that people might not realize is like the commitment that you make to your career, to your music career.
Yeah, because like I'm doing it by myself, but at the same time, I'm not.
Right.
Because like everything that I do is affecting her as well. So.
Right. Well, and you guys are a team, and you know that's super important. Marriages are all about teamwork. Teamwork makes the dream work. But yeah, no, that's great. I'm glad that you have that, and it's important because again, I don't think people realize the commitment that it takes to, you know, put yourself out there, market yourself, and really trying to chase after that dream. Speaking of which, do you have like a regular job that you do, or?
Oh yeah. Yep. Yeah. I have the 40-hour a week job. I work at Fisher Hill in the cafeteria there.
Oh, okay.
The elementary school in Orange.
Oh, that's so sweet. The kids must love you.
My own kids do. Yeah. Oh, they go there.
You know, that's what's important. Yeah. I mean, it's the same with, you know, same with me. I know I'm a talk show host here, but I'm actually a janitor for McDonald's that is in the junkyard. He's just making stuff up. I'm being canceled. Yeah. No, I get it. Like, we got the studio here. I'm a photographer. I got a 9-to-5. Yeah, it's a lot. But, you know, aside from doing what we have to do to pay the bills, music right here, what you're doing, is what makes it all worth it, right?
Oh, yeah. And I'm just very thankful that the music can help pay the bills.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the goal, right? Is to get to that point where it pays everything.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You want to be able to make the money doing the fun things.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. So that's what we're trying to do here at the studio. So, you know, if you want to be on the show, or to be on the show, it's free. If you'd like to sponsor the show, that's $1 million. Minus a few million. But yeah, no, that's great. Well, Corey, I just want to say thank you so much for coming out here, putting up with my antics. I know Nikki really appreciates you seeing you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for coming out.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And before we let you go, I want to make sure you get one more song in.
All right, let's do some Plunge Pool promotion here.
There we go.
This one is our newest single. And I am so proud of this song. And I must say, I did the least amount of work on this one as far as the writing of it is concerned. So I will pull up the lyrics so hopefully I don't screw them up. Our lead guitarist, Cody, wrote like 95% of the song.
Nice.
And it's a good one. It's about loss and dealing
awesome.
With losing someone. And you can check out the song on your favorite streaming service, Spotify, Apple Music, Pandora, all that stuff. There's a lyric video on our Facebook page and on YouTube. And so this acoustic version that I came up with is like way different than what the actual song sounds like. But I just wanted to be able to play it acoustic because I think it's that great of a song. And I don't know. I like it.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
So this one is called This Passing.
I can't be alone here. This memory of you with words that echo and wounds that just won't heal. I can't be alone here. The pain has only just begun. My breath escapes me as the weight of this pain suffocates my lungs. I am empty. This passing's left me crushed under agony. I am empty. This passing's left me the soul of my own doubts. When I'm alone here and gathering pieces left behind, broken reflections fill my thoughts through hollow eyes. I'm standing alone here. Promises be damned. A burden, a shackle, the chain that holds you down. When the world comes crashing, I can't escape its grasp. And the pain reminds me that I'm not even burden that I carry. Still it holds me, pulls me down. The burden, the brand that marks my soul. I am empty. This passing's left me
Wow. That's really moving, man. That's, you know, especially after COVID, you know, we definitely have lost a lot of people.
Yeah.
And the fact that you've, you know, written a song about that, it's...
And I definitely want to give a huge shout out to the band there. Cody Carteropoli, our lead guitar player. That song was all on them. They wrote 95% of that song. Wow. And our bassist, Connor Scott, our drummer, Jim Carr, all these pieces getting put together. We went through a couple rewrites on this song. And it was kind of a painful process because we all just wanted... We wanted to get this song out there.
Right.
And so there was a few parts that we butted heads on. And I'm glad we did because I'm so pleased with the final product.
Right. Yeah, no, that was, yeah, absolutely. Like, that was incredible. And, you know, that's what's great about the music, too, is that you have the ability to write these songs that are going to connect to people. You know, they're going to become personal to their life story. And that's, and really, music helps us get us through those life events, right?
You know? Yeah. And I got to say, I love playing with the band because they push me to be better as a musician. They really bring everything to another level. Jim is such an amazing drummer. Connor on the bass, his musical knowledge of just being able to write things, and Cody, every time I need to retune my guitar, Cody writes a new song. So we have like a stockpile of riffs. So there's going to be plenty of new Plunge Pool music in the future.
Nice. Well, we're gonna have to get you guys to come in and perform for us, you know, or maybe we'll record a live show like outside of the studio.
Ooh,
that'd be fun.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, sweet. Well, thank you again for coming out. This has been an absolute pleasure. Again, it's Corey Knapp, guys. So again, I'm gonna plug him one more time. You can find him on Spotify. You can find him on Apple Music. You can find him on Facebook at Corey Knapp Music.
I believe the Facebook link is the Corey Knapp Music because the first one I had,
I'm glad you,
Someone had hacked into my account and all my Facebook stuff got deleted, so I had to start over. So I couldn't use the same username again. So my website is CoreyKnappMusic.com. My Facebook link is the Corey Knapp Music, and I believe my Instagram is just Corey Knapp Music.
Nice. Oh, that's great. Hey, let's give it up for Corey, huh? Yeah. All right, guys. Well, thank you. Thank you for tuning in today. Thank you to our guest, Corey and Nikki. Thank you. And make sure you guys tune back in. If you haven't already, make sure you follow us on Facebook at the Musical Chairs of Massachusetts. You can also find us on the website, musicalchairsmass.com. And, you know, make sure you sign up for CG Broadcasting. I'm doing a little self-plug.
Shameless plug.
CGBroadcasting.com. And this has been another episode of the Musical Chairs of Massachusetts.